Thank you, Christine. We've come to our last set of news. We hear first that a challenge to the rebranding of the Broads Authority has failed. Then a visit to Buckingham Palace, enjoyed by some St John's Ambulance volunteers, and there was enjoyment also for a group of children at an Easter party at the NNAB.
A High Court inquiry into the Broads National Park rebranding has ruled in favour of the authority behind the decision. Mr Justice Holgate gave the go-ahead for the Broads Authority to continue using the Broads National Park branding after it was challenged by landowners Tim and Gelly Harris. The authority, which voted in January last year to rebrand the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads, said while there would be no legal change in status, the image would boost tourism. The Broads has been part of the National Park family since 1989, but has never held the legal status. Yesterday, Jackie Burgess, chairman of the authority, said, "The Broads fully deserves to be known as a national park, as much as the Lake District, the Cairngorms, or any of the US parks such as the Everglades or Yosemite. The national park brand is internationally recognised and hugely appealing to visitors. It is shorthand for a place that is special, is properly looked after, and deserves to be valued by everyone who visits and lives there."
Two inspirational St John Ambulance volunteers from Norfolk were invited to a special reception at Buckingham Palace. Emily Edwards and Susan Hart were among the young people to attend the charity's Young Achievers reception in London, where they met the Princess Royal, who is a patron of St John Ambulance. 16-year-old Susan Hart, a volunteer at the Galston Combined Cadet Unit, was nominated as a Young Achiever for helping two adult volunteers call to help a man having a cardiac arrest on Galston Beach. Susan said, "I am delighted to have been recognised as a Young Achiever. It means a lot to me as I am aware of the work that the other young people of St John Ambulance put in. To be invited to the reception is a real honour, and the day was a great and memorable experience, especially talking to all the other cadets and meeting the Princess Royal." 17-year-old Emily Edwards was nominated for the huge contribution she makes to the Stoke Holy Cross unit of St John Ambulance. As the unit's highest-ranking cadet, she has used her leadership skills to assist other cadets and acted as a mentor for her team.
Sainsbury's supermarket surprised young members of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind with Easter eggs and hot cross buns at their Easter party. 40 people attended the event at the association's Bradbury Activity Centre in Beckham Place, Edward Street. 10 families and their friends were joined at the party by NNAB staff and volunteers. Sainsbury's community champion Cheryl Day said, "We heard about the Easter party for the little ones and their families, so I called with the idea of supplying the food and some eggs as a gift for the children and their families. The supermarket on Queen's Road chose the NNAB as their corporate charity for 2015 and 2016 and has raised more than £3,000 so far." Ms Day said, "We have seen and heard about the amazing services that they deliver to the people of Norfolk. We have worked with the NNAB fundraising team since July 2015 and have really built up a great relationship with them." Dorothy Bowen, Young Eyes coordinator for the NNAB, said, "There was a very happy atmosphere at the party. We have these events to help families support each other. Families make friends and join together, which is the whole point of it."
A city shop and cafe has made an unusual plea to its customers for help in raising the money to get a licence to serve alcohol and provide outdoor seating. The team behind the gluten-free shop and cafe in Timber Hill in Norwich have launched a Kickstarter campaign to get the necessary permissions granted in time for the summer. Louisa Kiddell and Tony Garrick opened their city centre premises in January after moving from Helston Barnes. But the pair say, having put all their personal savings into that project, they need help from customers. they are asking for customers to provide £2,100 to secure a licence to sell gluten-free beer and to provide seating outside their premises.
A Norwich gallery is celebrating receiving a £47,500 grant to boost its work with artists. Outpost, an artist-led gallery based in Wensum Street, will be given the funding from Arts Council England Grants for the Arts over 3 years. The money will fund exhibition and residency opportunities for artists and also pay for training for Outpost members and trustees. We're delighted about receiving this grant and excited for what is to come, said Matt Wright, Outpost Chairman of Trustees. Outpost will provide opportunities for emerging artists and continue to be a significant stepping stone for artistic professional development. Outpost was set up in 2004. Alongside the gallery, there is also an Outpost Studios based at Anglia Square, which is used by more than 80 artists.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to stay listening as Your Norfolk follows this recording. And then, of course, you also have a second memory stick with the Norfolk magazine. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. A reminder, too, that you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You can always leave a message on our answer phone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two were Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam.
So now we'll say goodbye for this week.